The strength of the Lord, His power, and His majesty will never depart from you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you in multiples, in the mighty name of Jesus. You can see that the cold is already affecting attendance, so we need prayers. Lots of our people are not here today. Some because they couldn't get off from work, some just because of the cold. But the Lord Almighty, who loves us so much, He gives us power and anointing to survive in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen.
Amen.
This morning, let us rise up as we bless the name of the Lord, as we shout hallelujah. I have to drive to Indianapolis yesterday. And the way the road was so smooth, you know, they said 70 miles per hour. You can't, you know. Particularly as my brother said, once you put that thing in your ears and, you know, you won't even know, you know. But I just thank God that despite the fact that it was, you know, snowing, it was, the road was slippery. God was faithful, you know. And I begin to think about all the things that God has done. I begin to reflect. You know that certain things can happen that you say you want death at that time. Death, just take me away for this not to happen to me. You know, but God covers that nakedness. He will not allow that nakedness to come out. He will just cover you. He will just bless you. He makes it easy for you to walk on the road. Look at all the accidents that have been happening. Look at all the shootings. Look at the fire in California. And none has come near us. Let's rise this morning. Let's just thank Him. Just thank Him. Just bless Him. Just worship the King of Kings. Just magnify. Our Lord is a great God. He's the one that redeemed us. He has redeemed us with His blood. He has not allowed the enemy to rejoice over us. What a beautiful God we serve. He remains our Jehovah, the peacemaker, the stone of Israel. He remains our peace offering, His scepter, the bright and the shining star, the rock of our salvation. Our God is the captain of hosts, the light of the morning star, and is the tender grace, the glory, the lift of our head. Is our fortress, is our shepherd, is the restorer of our joy. Is mighty in battle, our God is the King of glory, rock of ages, our rock and our fortress, the wonderful counselor, is the excellent one, the holy one, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. Our God is altogether lovely. Our God is a great light. Our God is a refuge from the storm. He's the rock of ages. The pillar of our life is the ancient of days. Our God is the world and is the light of men. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your grace. When we think about everything that you have done, you have not allowed evil to overwhelm us. Daddy, you are the one who covered our nakedness. You protect us on the road. Even at home, oh Lord, we enjoy your protection. What a beautiful God you are. Father, our children go to school and they come back safely. You have not allowed any accident to take anybody away. You have not allowed any accident to mean anybody in this church. Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Today we come before you once again, knowing fully that nothing is impossible for you. And we pray that the grace to live like a child of God, according to what we had at workers' meeting this morning. Father, to be a clean vessel, a vessel unto honor, we receive in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this Thanksgiving, I want to bless you. I want to honor you. For indeed you have already shown up. Father, as we gather together on Thursday to raise our voice and to fellowship as children of God, Father, come and chairman the occasion by yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. We commit the man of God that is speaking to us concerning total recovery, which is the theme of the program. Father Almighty, we commit into your hand. We say you will speak through him in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we commit the word of this morning into your hand. Let it go straight into our ears, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it do something in our being in the mighty name of Jesus. The spirit to live like a free man that you have made us to be. Father, we receive in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Galatians 4, 1 to 2. Galatians 4, chapters 1 and 2. And I've titled this message, Stop Living Like a Slave. Stop living like a slave. We are no slaves. We are heir to the kingdom. H-E-I-R. This English language is very, very, I don't know. In my local language, they will give you accents to pronounce all those words that are similar. Ojo, Ojo, Ojo. They are all the same spelling, but they will give you accent. But in English, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't. That thing is it air? Air. It's different from A-I-R. How do you pronounce that? Shina. That's the problem I have with English language. So that's why I said we have to be careful. You know. We are heirs to the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ has paid the price. Many of us, we don't know our worth. God will open our eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. And that was what Paul was telling the Galatians. He said, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differed nothing from a servant. Though he be the Lord of all. Verse 2. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. You remember Solomon, I think it was in Galatians 13. One of the verses there said, when I was a child, you know, I think like a child. I behave like a child. I do everything like a child. But when I become a man, what happened? I put childish things away. Praise the Lord. Many of us are still behaving as children, you know, in the kingdom. We're supposed to be strong man. When we become first born again, he said, that's 1 Peter 2:2, he said, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. As children, we drink milk. But as we grow older in the kingdom, we're supposed to be breaking bones. But because we don't know, we keep on behaving like a child. And when we behave like a child, we think like a child, we are not able to catch on what actually belongs to us. We are supposed to exercise our command. We won't exercise it. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Without parents, blood or adopted, you know, siblings around, every child is doomed. That's what the Bible is saying. Every child is doomed. A child that is not nurtured and guided has no future. There was a documentary on YouTube. I used to show it. I still show it to my students. It's about Genie, the wise child. Genie that is always inside the bottle and then it can come out. So just trying to get the name of that child, not wanting to use a real name, they use the word Genie. If you get home, you can Google it. Genie, G-I-N-I-E, the wise child. It's just about 12-minute documentary, but shows how somebody, a child, get proper nurturing may never develop. May never develop. You know, when we normally show that documentary when we want to teach something on socialization. How socialization is the process that transforms human animal into a human being. When that child was born, I don't know what happened. She was abandoned in the basement. Dark, you know, dampened area. And she was never allowed to interact with anybody. Until social workers discovered her at the age of 13. By the time she was discovered, they tried, she cannot speak. She's still using in diapers because she's pulled up now. Because she can't control her bladder. She can't control her bowel. She doesn't know how to use all those things. No. And a 13-year-old girl, she was like, as if she was just maybe 3 or 4 years old. Both in thought, in physique, and everything. Why? Because she was treated like a slave. Until social workers discovered the case, reported to the police, then the people from Children and Family Services came, get the man arrested. The man too could not face what he has done. The man that was responsible shot himself in the process. You know, it's a very complicated thing. But it just shows that once there is no interaction, the child is doomed. We will not be doomed as a child of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Nor would that child be in danger to himself or herself, he or she will also be a danger to the society. Children left alone are burned down, flooded, or done many unthinkable things to homes owing to childish behaviors. Most societies have laws regarding the age at which a child may be left alone at home. In some Western societies, children could not be taken away from their parents if these laws were broken. You don't know that. Therefore, ignorance is never a good thing. Many people have lost huge amounts of money because they took decisions in ignorance. Your pastor is an example. You know, took decisions without praying. Lost money. You know, many have lost their lives and their families due to ignorance-related errors. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. There's a reason why wisdom is defined as the correct application of knowledge. No one can be wise without knowledge. Ignorance does not beget wisdom. Proverbs 4:7 said, wisdom is the principal thing. Said, therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. A man without wisdom is bound to take foolish decisions. Such decisions may never lead to gain. No one wants to be in this situation. I don't think so. And I pray that you will not find yourself in this situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Galatians 4:1-2 that we read. Now I say that the heir, as long as it's a child, does not differ at all from a slave. Though he's the master of all, but does he know? He doesn't know. But it's under guidance and stewardship until time appointed by the Father. So there's no joy in being entitled to things and you are not knowing that you are entitled to them. And that is where the slavery issue comes from. We are entitled to certain things, but we don't know. You know? And Paul, that was why Paul likens an heir to a slave as long as that heir is a child. Even though this child is master of all by reason of his position, he's treated no better than a slave because people will continue to take decisions for him as long as he remains without that knowledge. The question now is, how much knowledge of our position do we know as a child of God? Are we living like a slave or living like an heir to the throne of the Almighty God? The year is coming to an end. Have you check your dictionary, your diary? These are the things I wish to achieve at the beginning of this year. This is where I am. Why have I not achieved it? What have I done wrong? Where do I supposed to go, you know, to get this thing done? Are we prepared to live outside slavery? And that can only be possible depending on how much knowledge of God's word do we have in order to pave the way for our breakthrough. Well, the word of God is very important. Believing in the word of God, reading it, prophesying it to ourselves. Even when the circumstances look strange, you know, keep the word of God in you. Let the word of God propel you. It's only an adult that can do that. A child will look at the situation and say, it is not possible. But an adult will say, whoa, this is possible. Let's grow up and stop being a child in the case of God. If we do not know where we are, what we have, how can we possibly claim it? And that's what is happening. Well, that's what Paul is telling these people. That's what Paul is writing to the Galatians. Many of you are behaving like children. So how do you claim it? How do we claim the grace of God that belongs to us? There are many followers of other religions who know nothing other than their leaders, other than what their leaders tell them. Under this condition, leaders with less genuine intent feed their followers with dangerously wrong messages just to get them to behave in ways that will fulfill the agenda. A lot of things is going on. I read one, a child abuser. That was in Afghanistan. In all this, they are Almanjiri schools. They have a name that they give them. Can't remember. All those Mandarin. Is it Mandarin? They gave them one name, where they teach Islamic something. But what goes on there is nothing but sexual abuse of children. And one lady, just because she will never succumb to the advances of this Alpha, the Alpha decided to punish her. Oh! She just desecrated the holy book. I saw her burning the holy book. And the whole community arose and stoned her to death. Right there. Is that not ignorance? Eh? Until investigators came and they discovered that the man was arrested, but I don't know what was eventually done to him. But you see how leaders can mislead their people. How many of them have access to the so-called holy books? But Christianity is not like that. We have access to the holy books. Let's read. Let's appropriate the word to our lives. The Bible does not want us to live in ignorance. But how many of us care to read it? That's the question. No one must live like a slave when he or she can live a life of a master. And to avoid this strategy, we all need to make conscious effort to read and meditate on the Bible on a daily basis. Conscious effort. Must read the Bible, and then we must meditate on it on a daily basis. Please, it's not just reading the Bible 1 year. You know, because that is the effort many of us are making. I want to make sure I read the Bible all in a year. So that want to make sure I read the Bible in 2 years. Twice in a year. 3 times. No! Read it. Meditate on it. Actualize the promises that are there into your life. That is when we can live like a master. There are reading plans to achieve goals. There's no doubt about that. Some will take you through the Bible in 1 year. Others will take you through the Bible 2 or 3 more times in a year. But even if you are not able to follow any of this, please make time to study and meditate on God's word. Take time. Study. Meditate on God's word. Let's stop living as if we don't have knowledge. This is where the knowledge comes from. When the knowledge is correctly applied, then you are considered wise. Let's begin to read the Bible. Let's find passages that are relevant to our needs and situation. Let's read them many times and watch what the Holy Spirit will be telling us. Act on God's word. We cannot miss it. And that means we can move to the next level of greatness. Somebody say amen. You can act as the master that you really are. You can make decrees and they will come to pass. Obstacles will give way. You can move mountains and accomplish amazing goals. For the rest of this year, even all those things that we think we have missed, we can still recover them. But how must we do it? We must read, we must meditate on the source of success. The source of success is the word of God. Let's stop living like a slave for the rest of the year and beyond. Let's stop living like a slave. We are living like a slave when we expect somebody to read the Bible and interpret to us. We are living like a slave when we abandon the word of God for a whole week. And the only time we pick it is only on Sunday. And on that Sunday too, we are in a hurry. We must create time out of no time. You know, that you will be either in your study, alone in your room. And then you sit down, you take a particular verse, you look at it, you say, how does this verse, you know, apply to me? In which area of my life is this verse talking to me? That is how God talks to you. In which area? There was a book by Dr. Olukoya, Limiting God in Your Situation. It's a very small pamphlet. I was newly born again around that 1998 or 1999 when I read the book. I cried. Limiting God. Because I think that I have lived like a slave for a very long time. Words like this are very important, particularly as the year is running to an end, so that we don't become depressed, we don't become dejected, we don't begin to accuse God. God, you didn't do this. There's nothing we ask him to do that he will not do. Brethren, we were in a vigil on Friday. The man of God, Reverend Hall, is the chairman of the pastors in Sock Village. Try to unite all the pastors in Sock Village together to make sure that they come together at least once in a Saturday to pray and do things together. And the building where we were, when that building was vacant, he said he wanted to buy the building. You know. So if we go to God, he said, God, I want this building. Let your will be done. But I want this building. God, let your will be done. But I want this building. So Israel is telling God, God, look, no matter what, I want my will. I want my will. My will is to buy this. Only but thank God today, God didn't give him the building, but God gave the building to some people. He knows. God knows that we better utilize the building and we make the building to the best benefit of members of the community. You know, he was at the vigil. You know. So that is the orientation that many of us have. Okay? We already have what we want. And then we now go to God. God, it is this thing that I want you to approve for me. But that is not what God wants you. I remember I too vied for that building. Because at that time I looked at it, I said, oh, it's very cozy, it's beautiful, it's small. Oh, we just do this, we just do that. I contacted the city where we couldn't get the owner. The city helped me find the owner. They gave me the phone number. And the man said, don't worry, I will call you. So some people are already considering buying the building, but if they don't buy it, I will give you a call. And I never had anything until suddenly I just had a Pastor Elijah bought that building. I said, ah, God, this is the building I wanted to buy now. Why should you give to somebody else? You know, not knowing that God has a better plan, you know, for us. And the condition with which they even to buy the building, we cannot even fulfill it. Because I think they dropped 50,000 or so. They finished paying that for that building within 2 years. Yeah, that was the condition. Say, okay, pay us 50 now. In the next 3 years, we pay the remaining 50 interest-free. And that was how they, you know. But God has a better plan for us. God has a better plan for you, but you must find it. You must read the Bible. We must meditate on the word of God. Then we must stop running to judgment. Let's stop judging people. I'm guilty of that too. And I'm praying that God will help me. There was a small incident at the airport. Two guys sat down. Both of them bought packets of cookies that they wanted to eat. So they sat down, they opened their packet of cookies. So while the other one was still struggling with his newspaper and other things so that he can sit down and be eating, the other guy has already put his hand in his packet of cookies and was eating. Meanwhile, this other guy thought that was his own packet of cookies. And he was annoyed, but he didn't say anything. And the man laughed at him. So he put his own hand. When he now put his hand on the cookie, because the other man has picked first. So when he thought, the one he thought it was his own, he thought it was his own cookie. The other man has already put his hand. He looked at him. What is wrong with you? This is mine. But he didn't talk. He said he kept to himself. So they started picking it one after the other. Then the last cookie, it was the other guy who now put his hand there. You look at him. He now cut it into two. He now gave him one, and he laughed. And he packed everything, and he left. About 5 minutes later, they called his own flight as well. That was when he stood up, only to find a brand new packet of cookie just sitting by his side. It was there he discovered that he was making a mistake. His own cookie was never open. Yeah. It was the other guy's cookie that he too has been eating. And he was even annoyed that the guy was shining with him. Don't jump. And he said he was saved that embarrassment because he did not jump to conclusion. No. So maybe he quickly jumped to conclusion. They would have embarrassed themselves there. But the other man just showed love. And as he was showing the love, he was very, very bitter. He is eating my cookie. What is wrong with him? He did not even say it. He did not even take permission. He did not even say, excuse me. You know? So he now carried his own cookie. Look at it like this. Look at it like this. He was already going to the plane. He now gave it to somebody. And they left. The moral of the question is that don't let us jump to conclusion when you see people. You see somebody behaving in this way, see somebody behaving, don't jump to any conclusion, please. Pray for that individual. Let's show that love. And the Lord Almighty will make us to live like children rather than slaves in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us arise this morning. Let us arise this morning. I say, Father, I receive the grace to live like a child of God. I receive the grace to live like a master. Because even a child does not know what belongs to him. You know? And every day, we all remember the story of Mephibosheth, somebody like that, you know? His father's slave was the one selling his property, enjoying everything. And the guy continued to, until David remembered him. I said, bring him to my table. Let him eat at the king's table. You know? Father, we remember you this morning. What is it that you want this year? That you have penned down your diary that is yet to come to pass. The Lord is opening the book of remembrance concerning you this morning. But you must know, your eyes must be open. You must show love. Till I will stop living like a slave. I am not a slave. You are a child of God. And you are a master. Heir to the throne. You must enjoy peace. You must enjoy anointing. You must enjoy goodness. You must enjoy peace. The joy of the Lord must be your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. When God gives you children, those children will grow. They become olive plants round about your table. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in your house. That is the word of God. That is the word of God. That is the word of God for you. No? Evil is not supposed to attend your way. Because he said he will keep you in everywhere you go. Goodness and mercy must follow you everywhere you go. Favor of God must follow you. You can hear the testimony of our brother. Favor of God must follow you at work, at home. Your children must be excellent because they have the mark of Christ. But if you don't know, we will continue to live like children. And children can be foolish. You are a child of God. You are a big man of God. You are a wonderful daughter of God. Today, the joy of God will not elude you. As we move into the new year, new things, beautiful things, gifts from heaven awaits you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We appreciate you. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, this year is running to an end. Thanksgiving is coming on Thursday. Then we start preparing for Christmas, the new year. Ask for a gift that money cannot buy. Remember that your friend. Remember that your neighbor. Ask for something. Beautiful gift that money cannot buy.
In the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Let us stretch forth our hands to the man of God. He has watered us, that the Lord will water him, in the name of Jesus, that his expectations will not be cut short, in the name of Jesus. The Lord will reveal more of himself to him, in the name of Jesus, that the Lord will give him peace. Peace that passes all understanding, in the name of Jesus. Revelational knowledge will be his portion in the mighty name of Jesus. That all that he's expecting, that the Lord will surprise him in the name of Jesus. Pleasant surprises in the name of Jesus. That the Lord will uphold him, will uphold his family in the name of Jesus. That he will never think like a slave. He will never be like live the life of slavery in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give him dominion in the name of Jesus. Total recovery of whatever is the family have lost in the name of Jesus, and they will not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. The Lord will glorify his name in his life, in his ministry, in the name of Jesus. This will not be the last time that the Lord is going to use him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for it is in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.